and welcome to Be Vigilant. I'm your host, Matt Dean. Today, with me, as always, is my co-host and my wife, Becky. Today's show is brought to you by us at Be Vigilant. We thank you guys for tuning in, checking us out. Becky, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. First, I want to start out with some of the things we got going on here. We want to inform you guys out there that June 18th, we're going to be gathering together with other groups in Spokane, downtown. You may have looked around and seen our streets. The crime rate's up. Homelessness is up. The summer of rage that people are talking about. Well, here at Be Vigilant and all of our other friends' shows, we want to bring you the news. We want to bring you what God has to say about it and how God leads each one of us to action. So we want you to come on down with like-minded people and hear some of the answers on what we can do to take this country back. We can no longer wait for a failed government to bring the action that we need. God tells us to move through prayer and shows us the direction to go. So, June 18th, mark that day on your calendar. Save it. Don't go on vacation quite yet. Come down, gather with like-minded people, and get the answers that you've been looking for.
Is that at the clock tower?
Downtown at the clock tower, I believe. So, remember that, June 18th, downtown Spokane. Once again, we got a social media platforms for you guys to check us out. Becky, you want to give those real quick?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Be Vigilant or Twitter at Be Vigilant 11. That's Be Vigilant 11. And we're also on Telegram now, and that's Be Vigilant 11 also.
Correct.
All right. And you can look Be Vigilant up on Gab.
Yeah, please do. Gab's my favorite social media. You'll see me reposting some hard-hitting articles there.
We've also got Instagram accounts. I don't remember the names of those, but I know Be Vigilant or Are You Recovery is in one or both of them. And those, I think our Instagram kind of leans more toward our recovery program, on mine anyways. So yeah, that's where you can find us.
Yeah, if you'd like to get a hold of us through any of those, please do. We will respond to you. We will follow back, refriend, whatever it's called these days.
Circle back.
No.
Wait, no.
We will not circle back. She's gone. That robot's gone. It's kind of like the ding dong. One witch is gone and another one's in there, I guess.
She's gone now. I just saw that she will be hosting a digital platform.
I'm on MSNBC.
Yeah.
And remember, the White House press secretary was placed by the first openly gay black woman. Okay, fair enough. You're a trendsetter. Who's married to a CNN anchor?
Conflict of interest.
Yes. So, anyway. Just remember that I got my two cents will say this regime is bought and paid for today by your CCP. So what I wanted to jump into today is an article I read on Technocracy News, technocracy.news. Check it out. If you guys haven't gone there, Patrick Wood put some amazing articles out. This one's called The Psychology and History of Manipulation, Six Lessons from the Master of Propaganda.
Ooh,
yeah.
Creepy.
It does sound a little creepy, doesn't it?
It is creepy.
This article was posted by Ryan Matters via the New Brave World. Propaganda is the hallmark of revolution, and the world is awash in it. It's a technocrat's tool to achieve the original call of technocracy for the science of social engineering. If you don't understand the manipulative power and application of propaganda in today's world, then you don't understand anything about the advancement of technocracy. And please check out, we've given the definition of technocracy before. Go to this website, check it out. There's so many answers for what's going on. So with this author, he is going to pull articles from a book by Edward L. Bernays. I think that's how you say that. But check this out. He was an American business consultant who was widely recognized as the father of public relations. How do we get from there to propaganda? But Bernays is one of the men responsible for selling World War I to the American public by branding it as the war that was necessary to make the world safe for democracy.
So killing makes safe.
I guess. And are we not hearing this is a threat to our democracy?
Which We're a republic.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there.
Please, remember that. If any of your friends, your conservative Christian friends, whoever they may be, tell you we're a democratic republic. No. We are a constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm.
The word democracy is not in our constitution. The word militia is quite a bit. Just want to throw that out there. So, during the 1920s, Bernays consulted for a number of major corporations, helping to boost their business through expertly crafted marketing campaigns aimed at influencing the public opinion, this article goes on to say. In 1928, he published his famous book, Propaganda. So there's the shift, right? This book outlines the theories behind his successful public relations endeavors. In public relations is in quotes, to paint the picture for you there. The book provides insights into the phenomenon of crowd psychology and outlines effective methods for manipulating people's habits and opinions.
I feel like maybe some of the people in charge have read this book.
I would say so. Once again, we don't have any of the information to verify that this book has been read and disseminated amongst all of our techno giants. Big tech, is that what we call them?
Yep.
Our government, whoever it may be. So what the author here says, for a book that's almost 100 years old, propaganda could not be more relevant today. In fact, its relevance is a testament to the unchanging nature of human psychology. So if you ever feel that maybe we're in uncharted waters here or new times, we're just in new weapons used against us, right? The human psychology has not changed since the fall.
Yep.
If I could throw that out there. Once again, shake my hand at Adam and Eve. Don't get me wrong.
If they didn't do it, I'm willing to bet Cain would have. I mean,
that Cain.
He killed Abel, so.
Yeah. And, you know, I do that in jest because nothing surprises God. He knew the tempter was coming, right? So from the book, Propaganda, from 1928, we are governed, our minds molded, our tastes form, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in the manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society. He's not wrong there.
Right.
He tapped into something way back in 1928. And I believe, I guess he was the father of ushering us into World War I, right? But he was a public relations guy. So according to Bernays, those doing the governing constitute an invisible ruling class that understand the mental process and social patterns of the masses. This could not be more timely to say this to you right now, because right now, as we speak to you in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Foundation is meeting to decide how we will live our lives. I'm so thankful that we have billionaires and elitists that tell me to stop driving my carbon-emitting, gas-burning vehicle so that they can fly their private jets to Switzerland. I'm sorry. I'm from the aviation field when I was in the military, and I know they put out a lot of carbon. You're not. It's way more than a car.
And I'd like to add that these aren't people that are really have any place to make decisions for you. These are billionaire CEOs of companies. Mm-hmm. And there are a few elected leaders over there, but these are just regular people who happen to have a ton of money.
Yeah.
And they don't have any right to tell us
how
it's going to go.
No. I caught a little clip the other day of this Australian reporter from Rebel News. Check him out. Ozzy, I think, is his name. But just check out Rebel News. They've got a lot of people over there on the streets trying to interview people. They're not getting a whole lot done. But this gentleman was interviewing a lady who was in charge of Antifa. I was like, what the heck? What is Antifa doing there? And she was from, maybe Switzerland or Sweden. And she said that we can't let global elites decide undemocratically. Okay, we can use that word correctly right there.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying these global elites can't decide for us, the people, how our lives should be governed. So this reporter said, you sound just like the people on the right. Oh, she got so offended.
Yeah, how dare us agree on something? Yeah.
But when you boiled it all down, she still wants a global answer to climate change. Oh, okay. They're off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. This propaganda couldn't have been more timely, and I'm sure that's what they knew at technocracy.news, what they were doing here. They're very smart. And from the book Propaganda, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing about it? I mean, do we need to dig into the last 2 years of our lives? How about we go back to the 80s, the Coke-Pepsi battle?
I quite enjoyed that.
I'm an RC guy, so they both lost in my book, right?
That's the kind of propaganda I can get behind.
A Coke-Pepsi? All right, yeah. Fair enough. What did we get from it? Diabetes. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's very true.
But it's so true that people will be, you know, coerced through whatever means possible anymore, and they won't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into the 6 steps that Bernays outlines in his book. Step 1, if you manipulate the leader of a group, the people will follow. And he says, if you can influence the leaders either with or without their conscious cooperation, you automatically influence the group which they sway.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
You can't tell me liberal Democrats these days are behind the decisions that their democratic regime in D.C. is making.
The individual. I think the individual may have a different view than the mm-hmm. mass.
But they just go along to get along because that's the party line.
Yep.
Well, guess what? In the 60s, the Democrats were the peace party, the anti-war party. Now look at them. They don't care how much the government spends on military funding, on endless wars, as long as they can get their climate change or whatever they've been told to, you know, further their agenda. Guess what, Democrats? You're the union party. You're the manufacturing party,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't done enough to change over what we build here in America. So you're just going to destroy it all. That is what you're trying to do. And you're okay with this so-called pretender president that's been bought and paid for by the Communist Chinese Party destroying your country before your eyes. I don't know. I guess I'm naive, and I hope that Democrats don't really believe that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. These leaders have been bought and paid for, if they know it or not. Once they've taken campaign money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, even Bernie, you disappoint me. Besides being a socialist.
Yeah.
So, 2, words are powerful. The key to influence a group is the clever use of language. He says, by playing upon an old cliche or manipulating a new one, the propagandists can sometimes swing a whole mass of group emotions. Have we not seen that, right?
We're all in this together.
Yeah.
Alone together. That was my favorite one because it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, you're alone together. Maybe you need to go get mental help because you hear voices. So what this author of this article says, you see the word vaccine as associated in the public mind with a certain picture that is of safe, proven medical intervention that is not only life-saving but absolutely necessary, right? When did our vaccines that are mRNA gene therapies, how many people would have bought off on that? Hey, come take your COVID mRNA gene therapy. No, let's change what vaccine means, right? How about the word pandemic in the last 2 years? And this author says the same goes for that word, the definition of which was also changed. The word pandemic is generally associated in the collective consciousness with fear, death, chaos, and emergency,
mm-hmm.
largely thanks to Hollywood and the myriad of virus films that were released over the years, right? I like this author. He's got a sense of humor. And it's so true, right? There's so many, end-of-the-world movies that started with a virus.
The Stand.
Yeah. How about everybody's favorite, The Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
What was that one with the Ebola virus? With Dustin Hoffman.
Hot Zone? I can't remember that. Yeah, it's too old for me. I'm not that
was
old.
A big one. That gave me nightmares.
I don't know if I watched it. I didn't want nightmares.
Mm.
But what did we change the word pandemic to? We're all in this together. We got to get through this. It's we know now it was a flu virus. So you're going to tell me every cold flu season? The numbers were skewed. I don't care, maybe you don't agree with me, but I believe that 6% of the CDC's numbers, once they redid them, were COVID deaths solely.
Well, they admitted that the numbers were skewed. Yeah. So.
Comorbidities means that any virus probably was going to take these people out.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens that we had a, genetically engineered virus from a lab in China accidentally get out.
And accidentally is in quotes.
Yes. Sorry, I got to paint that picture a little bit. Right? Number three, any medium of communication is also a medium for propaganda. Oh, how is this true?
We're propagandizing right now.
Yes, and I'm going to propagandize for the Lord and the truth and the light until the day he takes me home. That's all I'm going to say. And what Brené says is there's no means of human communication which may not also be a means of deliberate propaganda, right? And what he says is he stresses a good propagandist, thank you, I got that word right, must always keep abreast of new forms of communication so that they may co-opt them as a means of deliberate propaganda. Go out and watch the movie Rigged. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Zuckerbucks money behind the 2020 election. The reason they got on that is because Trump in 2016 spent so much money on ads on Facebook that they knew that they had to shut him up and they had to silence him. So these people understand that we're getting our information from Twitter, from Facebook, from Instagram, from, Twitch, whatever else is out there. Mm-hmm. They're banning the conservative voice. I'm not calling Trump a real conservative. That dude spent some money.
Yeah.
Number four, reiterating the same idea over and over creates habits and convictions. And Brené says, it is one of the doctrines of the reaction psychology that a certain stimulus often repeated would create a habit, or that the mere reiteration of any idea would create a conviction.
Like the stay home, stay safe commercials, every mm-hmm. commercial break when we're all stuck in our homes watching TV.
Yeah.
COVID commercials every 2 minutes.
I've got to say, I pointed out to Becky, as I heard that music and those stay home, stay safe, or we're all in this together commercials, I have to say that there was probably some subliminal tones or tunes that were in that music. Didn't work on me. Just got me more angry and wanting to leave my house more.
And when they started playing them again after they stopped for a while, it sent chills down my spine.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell me there wasn't some creepy undertones to that.
Yeah, and we'll touch on this point too. I don't know how many of you are still wearing masks out there. I don't know. I hope it's not a lot, because breathing in your own fumes is not good for you. But you do go to the store, and here in Washington State, the mask mandate has been lifted except for in hospitals and blah, blah, blah. But we still see people wearing masks. What are you wearing a mask for? It's all done. If you were telling me you were waiting for the government to tell you it's okay, the government has told you it's okay. Why are you still wearing a mask? You did not wear a mask in 2019. Maybe you did, but they were so few and far between. When you would see somebody with a mask in 2019, you'd almost, they were, what?
Wonder where their tinfoil hat was.
Yeah. What do the kids say? They're sus?
Yes.
Why are you wearing a mask? That's suspect.
Even in this article, it says, why are you wearing a mask? We all know they don't work. And you, deep down inside, know that it's not protecting you
mm-hmm.
from anything except for a particle that can't get through.
Yeah.
Which are most.
I'm not into creating chaos in the middle of the grocery store, so I let them wear their masks. But every time I look...
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah. I don't confront them. I mean...
Well, it's their choice.
It's their fear. And I've got to say that if they're still wearing the mask, they don't know where they're going in the end. So maybe that's our job. Here's a new ministry for you out there. If you're wondering what has God called you to do, get your tract from your church. And when you see somebody with a mask, hand it to them. Because I can almost guarantee, I'm not 100% here, but I feel this in my heart of hearts. Although I shouldn't follow my heart, right? Whatever old cliche you want to use, I feel this. They probably don't know who Jesus is. If they do, then what are they afraid of?
And, I mean, I will go up bat for, you know, some of these people. They may have some very severe illnesses.
Okay.
And so maybe they're not trying to spread theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's in their head. But I'll also say that it's because of the past 2 years why they all of a sudden have this fear.
Mm-hmm. I want you to know that today's world is no more scarier than it was in 2019. We had cold, we had flu viruses, we had Ebola, we had everything then. Nothing has changed except for the propaganda that has been fed to us for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls into number five. Things are not desired for their intrinsic worth, but rather for the symbols that they represent. Brené says, a thing may be desired not for its intrinsic worth or usefulness, but because it has unconsciously come to see it as a symbol of something else. The desire for which he is ashamed to admit to himself. Ouch. Mm. I think we might have just knocked this one out in our...
This is the part where I read that everybody knows masks don't work.
Yeah, and the author from Technocracy here says, for example, masks are a symbol of compliance. Everyone knows they don't work, but they wear them because their desire to fit in quotes, and to be seen as an upstanding citizen who follows the rules. Mm-hmm. COVID-19 injections are also a symbol, and many people choose to get them because they have a desire to avoid being called an anti-vaxxer or a conspiracy theorist. I just have to jump in and work this one backwards. I'm a proud anti-vaxxer and a conspiracy theorist for a better part of my life. 2020 did not change me into one of these. Wear those with a badge of pride, because guess what? If it comes true, it's no longer a conspiracy. Shocker. Know this. The people that are in charge do not have your Christian values at hand.
Nope.
We are seeing an upswing in men and women that are running to try to take the government back. And amen, pray for them. Vote for them. But know this. The big banking, the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations, they do not have your individual rights at heart.
Nope.
And when you see these people jumping on board, I've met a lot of them. I just got my jab so I could keep my job.
Or travel.
Come on now. Go on the VAERS website. Go on to one of the sites where they help decipher the VAERS website. I haven't looked at it in weeks. Last time I looked, it was around 28,000 deaths from the jab. And over 2 million different adverse reactions. We need to knock that off. Stick out. You know, if you're a follower of Jesus, you should be known, right? Mm-hmm. You should be different. You are separated. You are saved through his blood. You shouldn't look like the world. What are those stickers everybody has? Not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, our Savior is not of this world. Be proud of that. Don't be afraid of a China virus. I just missed the way he says China. Number 6, and our final one here. One can manipulate individuals' actions by creating circumstances that modify group customs. Brené says, what are the true reasons why the purchaser is planning to spend his money on a new car instead of a new piano? Well, maybe he doesn't play piano. No. He buys a car because it is, at the moment, the group custom to buy cars. The modern propaganda is, therefore, sets to work to create circumstances which will modify that custom. And, I mean, we've all grown up in a television age where they had commercials. That was a lot of money. That's propaganda. Do you buy the new Ford or the new Chevy? Ford. Do you buy, you know?
Either way, you're buying one of them.
Exactly. Do you need that? You need that, right? That's what commercials need. And so that's what they've done. They've bought that, right? And the author here from Technocracy says, for example, why all of a sudden does everyone stand with Ukraine? According to Bernays, it's not because there is a war going on and innocent people need our love and support, but rather it's because it's a new group custom to do so.
I have seen that meme going around with the profile picture that says, I support the current thing.
Yeah, amen
to
that.
Hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah. I'm not justifying what's going on in Ukraine. Ukraine has a horrible government. But I do love the innocent people. So many Christians are suffering. So many people that should be becoming Christians in Ukraine are suffering. But don't get me wrong. I'm not a Putin fan. He is a young globalist leader from the World Economic Forum. I'm telling you, there's something deeper there that they don't want us to know about. They want us to take our eyes off the prize.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stay strong. Don't fight with your relatives over if you stand with Ukraine or not. Have open dialogues. Know that there's innocent people suffering there, yes. But know that both governments are horrible.
And let's not forget that the Russian people are losing their family members in this war, too. Their family are being sent into Ukraine, into harm's way as well. So it shouldn't be, I stand with Ukraine or I stand with Russia. It's, I stand with the innocent people in this situation.
Amen. I mean, how many wars have we fought? You know, I've had discussions with different people about this, but, you know, I believe there's biblical wars in the Old Testament that God authorized because there was something that needed to be done, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when the last time the people that call the shots went to the Lord in prayer, because I could probably tell you that he would tell them, no, don't. But free will, Satan's on earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. Nothing surprises God, but I do not believe that he is okay with the war and chaos. He sent his son to die for us, not so that we could continue to kill and shed blood, is so that we could share the gospel. And don't get me wrong, I know there's a time coming when Jesus says we'll pick up our sword,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it's for this, you know, whatever the reason that Russia came into Ukraine. I've heard so many different things, I'm not even going to speculate anymore. What I am going to say is that we have been so accustomed to war. A 20-year war in Afghanistan, these kids that, you know, we're raising right now have no idea what peace looks like on earth. It's, you know, there's never a whole peaceful, you know, world peace, hippie, yada, yada going on. But they were grown up with images of bombs dropping and soldiers being shot. They don't know what it looks like to not turn on the TV and hear about war.
And it's normal for them to have at least one friend. Oh, my dad's overseas right now.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be normal growing up.
Yep. It's horrible to think.
It's desensitized them.
Yeah. If you'd like to know more about this, you can pick up the book Propaganda. And the author says, that's right. The Puppet Master's Playbook isn't a secret. It's right there, freely available to anyone who cares and understands how the powers that be seek to influence them on a daily basis. I just had to get this out to you guys. Check it out, Technocracy News. Buy the book Propaganda. Remember, June 18th, down at the Clock Tower, we'll be out there with speakers, worship music. We want to help the public take back our homes. Becky, thanks for indulging me in my propaganda work here.
That's what I'm here for.
And we thank you guys for tuning in and listening. And remember, till next time, be sober and be vigilant.